You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
You got to be truthful. You know that you ain't all of that. You know that you shouldn't be that proud. Because he don't give it to the proud. He resists them. He give it to the humble. If you humble yourself. I don't know, but some people mirror, speak to them. They show tell them all kinds of things. Oh, you the good looking person? Let me tell you something. When I look in the mirror, and my face was much nicer than it is now, and I said, I know I got a pretty fade. And my fade broke out. I look back in the mirror, and I see all kind of stuff in my face. I said, Lord, please forgive me. I'm sorry. I didn't know that I was lifted up like that. See, you can be lifted up in pride and thinking you something that you know that you're not. Hallelujah. Come on. Let me move on.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways.
So are my ways higher than your ways. So is the earth higher from the earth. Let me tell you something. In heaven. The heaven is high. We can't lift ourselves up. We can't get in an airplane and go into the heavens. We can't get in a space rocket and go into the heavens. Because you got to train for many years before you can take that run ride. So, his ways is higher than our ways. His thought is higher than our thoughts. See, we only think about things that related to the flesh. We don't think about things that related to the Lord. Because we think about it, things that related to the flesh. And that's how we get in trouble. God's ways is higher than your ways. His thoughts is higher than your thoughts. So what you need to do is begin to think on these things. That when he said into Jeremiah, he said, I thought to do evil to you. Hallelujah. How many people know that? God get mad with you when you begin to exalt yourself. He get mad when you lift yourself up. He get mad when you look in the mirror too many times and think that you all of that. He get mad at you. Thank you, Lord. Come on, Amplify, when you really feel that much.
And my thoughts than your thoughts.
Hallelujah. My thoughts than your thoughts. In other words, he know what you need to be thinking. Come on.
In the Amplified, seek, inquire for, and require the Lord while he may be found, claiming him by necessity and by right. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return.
This is what the word said. Unrighteous man, his thoughts. We got a lot of righteous folk thinking evil. Not thinking of the things that are lovely or good report. The things are honest, the things were pure. They're not thinking on those things. They thinking evil thoughts. How can I prove it? It's the right kind, your kind, man or woman, walk in front of you. Your thoughts changes. You say, I can do something with that. I can do something with that gorgeous body right there. What can you do with it? Hallelujah. We said it all the time. I can do something with that body. That's a good-looking man I seen. That's what the women say. And that's what the men say. That's a good-looking, bow-legged woman I seen. Thank you, Lord. Sinning, you're false, not right. You thinking on evil. Right then, you thinking on producing. And you got producing spirits in you. And now they raising up and trying to seduce somebody. You got to think on what is pure, honest, and what out of a good report. Thank you, Lord. Stop letting the devil fool you. He said, let the righteous man forsake his ways. If you're righteous, you'll think on these things whatsoever lovely, whatsoever pure. You will be thinking on those things. So when you see your sister or your brother, you won't be thinking how to get with them. You say, God, I want you to pray for my sister because I see her walking in great danger for trying to tempt somebody. Come on, come on.
And let him return to the Lord, and he will have love, pity, and mercy for him and to our God.
He have love, pity, and mercy for him. Let him turn unto our God. In other words, he'll have mercy on you. He have pity on you. A lot of us don't want no pity. We just want to step over in the wrong thing. Tell the truth. Some of y'all recently have been thinking evil, right? You can be married, have your husband or wife sleeping right by you, and still be thinking about Sue or Jim. He said, I saw Sue today. I'm going to try to, the next time I see her, I'm going to try to get her number. Praise God. Let me tell you, what you going to do with the number? He said, I ain't going to put it in my phone, because my husband, he checked my phone. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to put it in cold. He can't know what cold means. He don't know what cold means. Thank you, Lord. Because a lot of husbands, when their wife put their phone down, they pick it and go through it. I don't go through my wife's phone, and my wife don't go through mine. Why? We too old to be going through phone. What were we going through them for? I'm an old man and my wife is an old woman. What we going to be looking for? What we looking for? If she got a boyfriend in there, too bad. If I see him, I say, take on. Thank you. Take on. Move on. Hallelujah. And if somebody try to take me, my wife says she'll pay him. Take him on, praise God. Here's a little souvenir. Take my trouble off my hand. Cause about a month or two you bring back. Cause when I wake up in the morning I'm gonna be asking, can I have breakfast? Can I have coffee? Can I have tea? And lunchtime, can I have lunch? Thank you, Lord. Can you wash dishes? Can you wash clothes? Hallelujah. They say, you got too many wants. You know, people don't like working out. They don't want to do no work now. No. They say, you better do your own stuff. So my wife said, they'll bring me back. See? Bring me back for the week out. Hallelujah. But then again, they might say, I'm gonna keep old Teddy. They might keep you. Hallelujah. They're going to have Jesus. I ain't going with no devil. No, sir. If it be a devil in the way, bye-bye. Bye. Thank you, Lord. And I don't want nobody chasing me around the house. And I ain't going to be chasing nobody. Now, can't you see now? I'm going to have to get up, do all that kind of stuff. Just to do chasing? No, I can't do that. And then I fall asleep easy. I was watching the game the other day, and the game was watching me. When I woke up, it was in the second quarter. When I woke up, it was in the third, and they get ready to knock on the door. I'm winning. I said, man, I missed the game. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. The enemy would mess you up. The enemy would steal your blessings. Whatever God is doing in your life right now, you need to let him keep on doing it. Don't stop and detour and try to fix it. Because you can't fix God. What he has done for you, let that be. Thank you, Lord. It's a lot of not pleased with our mates. A lot of us not pleased with a lot of things. And some of us don't have no mates. And say, I like you. Get my mate, but I'm not willing to do all the things that go with the mate. See, there's a lot of stuff you have to do. On both sides. On both sides. The pastor said one side. I don't understand where she come from. Both sides. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. She said one side. I'm saying two side. Two. Thank you, Lord. Because the women, they clean up, they cook, they wash, they get your clothes ready, all of that. They don't like that. Some of them don't like that. Some of you get your own clothes ready. Thank you, Lord. It's a lot of stuff they don't like. But they can't receive the blessing by not doing what they're supposed to do. They need to do what they're supposed to do so they can receive the blessings. Thank you, Lord. A lot of y'all laughing, but they're real. God said the woman is to help me. Help meet every need that we have. Thank you, Lord. That's what they are. They help me. But women's taking it different now. But I tell you one thing. If they go back over the word and begin to look at the word and begin to do what God sees and get all the benefits that come with it. Being faithful. Thank you, Lord. Even women don't want to cook no more. Black women, they don't want to cook no more. A lot of them, they don't want to cook. They say, I don't cook breakfast. I don't cook dinner. I went to McDonald's and got you 4 for $5. I said, take that on back to McDonald's. Y'all laughing, but it's real. It's real. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You'll get a great reward if you do what's right. Come on, let's move on. Because y'all having a fun tonight. Hallelujah.
For he will multiply to him his abundant pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
And that's something. His thoughts and our thoughts is not the same thoughts. We, like I said, we get mad a lot. Thank you, Lord. A lot of stuff has changed. I I remember when my mother used to cook Christmas dinner. My mother used to cook cakes with a spoon. She didn't have a beater. She had a spoon. And she beat up that cake mix, and make good cakes, and make good food. And if I could see my mother today, I said, Mother, I understand what I didn't understand back then. I understand that you were faithful unto your job, and you did what was required of you. Praise God. A lot of people don't want to do what's required. Men don't want to go to work no more. They just want to sit down and think they can get a free meal. Thank you, Lord. He doesn't want to sit down and not go to work and say, I'm the man. What you the man doing what? Sit down. Not even praying for your children. Not even praying for your wife. Not even bringing any money in. Thank you, Lord. Let's move on.
Back to the King James, verse 10. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater.
It gives seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. In other words, what I'm trying to say, God, let the rain come, the dew come, all of that, to replenish the earth. He gives seed to the sower. Well, how come we're so stingy with the seed that God gives? Let us plant. Oh, man. Did it go again? Trying to get that money. Like the lady, I was taking up a seed. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let me move on. I don't want to talk about money. I've been doing so good. I know nobody wanna get upset. So good. Y'all happy? How many of y'all happy? I think the school teacher got to get back getting ready to go to school pretty soon. One more day they got. And they got to go to school. Thank you, Lord. Some of them go tomorrow. In the morning. I go in my classroom. I've been working about 35, 40 years. Maybe they said 35 years. 30 years, 35. I go in my classroom and put a note on his desk. Put a note on the blackboard. See all of you. Later. God bless you. I am sick, been sick, and tired of you. And if anybody run in my face today, I'm not responsible for what I'm going to do to them. Because this is my last day. Bye-bye. This is my last day. Bye-bye. About to lose my pension. No, I ain't using my pension. The way I'm gonna word it, they're gonna be all right. I'm gonna get my pension. But I'm telling them, that's it. This is my last day. And glory to God. Because something, I couldn't be a teacher. Because some of the little children jump in your face, I hear my pistol in the mouth. Shut your mouth off. They say, there's a mean man there in that room. Hallelujah. When I get out of jail, I'm going to have my pistol and put it back in their mouth. You gonna do the what? I said, no, they ain't seen you, prison. They said he need counseling. I said, I do need counseling. They said he need counseling. I said, I've been running away by these children. Because you can't touch them, you can't whoop them, you can't say nothing to them. They can cuss you and tell you and talk about your clothes, up under your clothes and all that. I say, I ain't going for that. Thank you, Lord. And the mama come out there and the daddy come out there cussing. My little boy, he's good. My little girl, good. I say, I thank you for coming. I got a video on your little baby. Look what your baby was doing around the corner there. That ain't my baby. I said, you don't know your own child? Look at that. I couldn't be a teacher. Because I wouldn't have children talking like that. I probably been got shot. I tell you. And then the government go for it. The government tell the children they got more rights than the parents. You can't whoop your child. Glory to God. I ain't never had a child I couldn't whoop. Amen. I don't care what they say. Amen. I'm going to jail. The police came to my house one time when my little children were missing. And they asked them a question. They said, hold on, sir, close your mouth. I said, hold on, Mr. Policeman. That's what I told the police. Hold on, Mr. Policeman. I don't get food stamps. I don't get government assistance. I work every day, 10 to 12 hours a day. I have the right to say, if you ask my children anything you want to ask them, do I whoop them? Yes, I whoop them. And then, as a matter of fact, one run away tonight, I'm getting ready to whoop up. I said, I'm not going with that. That's the problem. They took whipping out of school because they whoop our children, but they didn't want their children to be whooped. Right. That's the only reason why that law passed. Right. That's the whole thing. I don't care what you say. They don't want you to put a finger on their child. But they need to whoop our children and do everything else to them. And they passed the law. Glory to God. Last verse there.
So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it.
It shall accomplish that where they're sending. And what the Amplified say?
In the Amplified. For as the rain and the snow come down from the heavens, and return not there again, but water the earth and make it bring forth and sprout, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, without producing any effect useless, but it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
It shall prosper. Close up your Bible. And now, I'm going to pray over this word now. Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you that we heard it tonight, God. God, we heard some things that we thought was kind of funny. And God, we thank you for that. But God, we thank you for right now moving upon our life, God. Let your word abide in us. Let us abide in your word. Let us move upon the word, God. Let the word move upon us, God. God, we thank you now that your word will not return back unto you void. It's a compass that you send it out to accomplish. And God, it shall prosper. And God, we thank you right now for the prosper. We thank you, Lord, for this year. God, we're going to have to mean what we say and do what we say. God, this year, you said we have to be careful for what we say. Because you told me, God, that this year is going to be prosperity for those who've been faithful, those who've been living right, those who have been giving right. you said it's going to be prosperous. And God, I thank you now because you showed me in this year that's a lot of things is going to take place. And this year, there's some things going to be released in the spirit. And this year, God, there's some breakthroughs and healing and deliverance. This year, God, it's a lot of you are going to receive. God, thank you for receiving this word. In Jesus' name, amen. Those of you need a tithe envelope, raise your hand. And somebody bring you one. How many hands I see with tied envelope? Tiny Gill. Father, I ask you right now to stretch out your hand. Let this seed come up and catch root right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you said give. And God, I thank you right now. Your word is being manifested in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you right now, God, for opening up doors and blessing her. In Jesus' name, amen. Anybody else want to get in on this morning offering? I do have my slide. If you got a card, you can slide tonight. Praise God. Everybody have given? Me, y'all finna go home and eat. Tell the truth. I know you gonna eat before you go to bed. All right. God, we ask you right now to stretch out your hand and test these offerings and these seeds and these tithes. God, we thank you right now for blessing those who gave, God, and those who had in their heart to give. God, I thank you right now because you say you is you that give seed to the soul. And God, we thank you right now for your blessing. We thank you right now for your needs. God, you said in your word, bring and we brought. You said give and we have given. And God, I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus for your many blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's all stand. Pastor, you have anything you want to say? Sister Pastor, you have anything you want to say?
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.